thank you for listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain.
Come along, children. Now we're going to have a little music, like old times. Look, now I'll start the melody on the organ.
It's Feather Rock with Bill and Ella. It's Feather Rock and sometimes Liam. It's Feather Rock time. It's time for Feather Rock.
It is Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child, Indie Music for Indie Kids. I'm Bill Childs with you every week. Come to you from our flagship station, KUTX 98.9. How are you today? You look good. Look like you're having a good time. I appreciate you. Appreciate you being here. Music here from They Might Be Giants. Why does the sun shine? It's the live rocking version from Severe Tire Damage.
The sun is a mass of incandescent gas, a gigantic nuclear furnace where hydrogen is built into helium at a temperature of millions of degrees. The sun is
so hot that everything on it is a gas. Aluminum, copper, iron, and many others.
The sun is round.
If the sun were hollow, a million Earths would fit inside. And yet, it is only a middle-sized star.
Even when it's out of sight, the sun shines night and day. We need its heat, we need its light, the sunlight that we see. The sunlight comes from our own suns, atomic energy.
Scientists have found that the sun is a huge atom-smashing machine. The heat and light of the sun are caused by the nuclear reactions between hydrogen, nitrogen, carbon, and helium.
The sun is a mass of incandescent gas, a gigantic nuclear furnace where hydrogen is built into helium at a temperature of millions of degrees.
The sun, ladies and gentlemen.
It is Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child, and we're joined all the way from Australia by Sam Moran. How are you today, Sam?
I'm very well. Thank you for having me.
It's great to have you here. You're a former member of The Wiggles, which is a band that I will admit we don't play here on the show at all. But you've recorded this new album, which is super fun and super interesting, and it's called All the Feels. It's available on all the streaming services. You can buy it digitally, too, all that. The first thing that I noticed going to look at the record is that all of the songs have a subtitle that reflect an emotion, basically, right? It's got Sunny Day.
That's right.
Subtitled Hope. What you got, jealousy, big enough, sadness, and so on and so forth. Tell us sort of what's going on there with the songs. Where'd this album come from? Just tell us about this album a little bit.
Yeah, so coming out of COVID, I was starting to read a lot of reports about children struggling to identify what they were feeling, their own emotions. And that's something I could that I could connect to, too, because back in 2015, I was diagnosed with depression myself. So part of my own therapy there was actually having to relearn my own emotions and relearn what I was actually feeling. So that's where the idea for the album came about. It became a bit of a, so we kind of think of it as an emotions primer for children.
That's really cool. And people who've listened to the show for a long time, my kids have been on the show the entire time. They're now off in college and grad school, but both of them have their own mental health challenges, and did from a fairly early age, and I do too, and so do I think most people if it comes down to it, right? And I've occasionally thought about putting together a compilation record for families sort of aimed at helping kids think about mental health issues, and my conclusion almost every time so far is that there's like 998 ways to do that project poorly, like terribly.
Yes.
And maybe two ways to do it well. And the ones that tend to be out there tend to be like, you know, look on the bright side, look on the sunny side, stuff that is like well-meaning, but sort of foolish in the end. Maybe that's not the right, not a fair way to put it. But how did you come at it? Did you talk to other people to get ideas about how to sort of meet kids where they are? How did you go through that songwriting?
Yeah, so that was a really interesting process on this, because my background with the Wiggles and with doing other shows of my own with Nickelodeon, et cetera, came from a preschool place. So this was definitely a little bit older in style musically as well, that when children start school, and you know, after preschool, obviously, you start school, that's when they start going through that social-emotional development stage. So we also knew musically that at that stage, children kind of jump from Cocomelon straight to Taylor Swift and, you know, and related sort of music. So musically, it had to really be a bridge between those two worlds, we thought. And so musically, the album is very strong pop hooks, but really it was trying to make sure that still the lyrically, it was relevant to the child's worldview. So, but it was really, really important for me that it didn't come from a place of telling children how to feel, or or even give them, you know, try to give them broad solutions to what are often quite, different, you know, problems within each emotion and for each very individual issues. So I think I really tried to approach it more at that stage of just helping to identify what they're feeling and giving them a space to, identify that emotion first, so that then they can work through those emotions and process them themselves. I often say, like, as adults, we, you know, when we are going through a breakup, we don't listen to necessarily happy, you know, joyful music to make us feel better. We often listen to breakup songs to kind of help us process what we're feeling and help us work through those emotions. And children are no different. They need kind of that sort of that safe space that's relevant to their worldview and how they're feeling to kind of help process those emotions.
I think it's a super important insight, right? Is to see, and it's been the case in children's literature forever, which is that really great children's literature recognizes that children can have very deep sadness and very strong emotions that are not always just happy. And I think, unfortunately, not all by any means, but a lot of children's music, and especially aimed at that sort of bridge age you're talking about, but all the way along, don't acknowledge that sadness is a part of a kid's life and that it makes sense to meet them where they are. Well, I think it's really successful. The album's called All the Feels. It's out on Republic Records, I think, right?
That's right.
And it's available wherever you get music, digitally anyway. I don't know if you do you have any hard copies, or is this a digital only release?
No, it's digital only at the stage.
Okay, so wherever you buy music, and you should go buy it. You can stream it if you want, but buying it is cool too. And it's Sam Rand. The new album is called All the Feels. Sam, what song do you think we should end with? And tell us a little bit about whatever song you're going to suggest.
Well, one thing that was really important for me was that the whole album and all the emotions, regardless of how difficult they were, sadness and anger and things, was that there was always a thread of hope through everything. And so the first song on the album really sets the tone for that entire feeling, which is called Sunny Day.
Wonderful. That's what we hear now. It's Sam Moran on Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child.
I'm waving goodbye to all those bad, bad days. All of that trouble's finally gone away. I can see the morning. I can see the morning coming in. Only good vibes you're gonna feel from me. Gonna be the way I always want.
remember ever feeling this good. Whatever made me blind has gone for sure. It's a beautiful morning. It's a beautiful morning. Coming, coming in. And you know I got my perspective changed. You got my back and I'm not worried by the thing. It's a beautiful morning. It's a beautiful morning. Coming, coming in.
When I wake up in the morning, love, and the sunlight hurts my eyes, and something without warning, love, bears heavy on my mind, then I look at you, and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day. The face and someone else instead of me always seems to know the way. Then I look at you and the world's all right with me. Oh, just one look at you and I know it's gonna be
Mitchell from her Sunny Day release covering Bill Withers' Lovely Day. Sam Moran before that with Sunny Day. Thanks to Sam for calling in via Zoom. It was great to chat with him. What an interesting fellow. I appreciated him being so sort of upfront with where the album came from and where he's coming from. It's a lovely album. Here on Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child, Music for Kids and Their Grown-Ups. New music here from Dr. Dave the Music Doctor, who is, as far as I know, a licensed practicing music doctor. Song's called What Did the Dinosaur Say?
I think Tyrannosaurus said quack, quack, quack. Or perhaps it wasn't quack, quack, quack. I don't know what to think, because they're all extinct. I think Tyrannosaurus said quack, quack, quack. I think that Stegosaurus said meow, meow, meow. Or perhaps it wasn't meow, meow, meow. I don't know what to think, because they're all extinct. I think that Stegosaurus said meow, meow, meow. What did the dinosaur say? What would we hear if they reappear today? What would they say? I think Apatosaurus said
ooh.
Or perhaps it wasn't.
Ooh.
I don't know what to.
Ooh.
Because they're all extinct.
Ooh.
I think a Patterson.
Ooh.
Everybody's talking about Stegosaurus. Everybody's talking about T-Rex. Everybody's talking about Brontosaurus. So what'd they ever do but make a mess? We are. Right through your doggy door. We're not as big as your kitchen. We're only about as big as a chicken. But still, we're really dinosaurs. Won't you help us with our tiny roar? 1, 2, 3, 4. Rawr! We're the tiny dinosaurs. Ba, 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 ba. Ba, 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 ba. Well, I am Microceratops, roaming around Mongolia. In the late Cretaceous period, I ran fast, ate veggies, and was small. We are the tiny dinosaurs. We'd fit right through your doggy door. We have dinosaur mamas, but we're rarely seen on pajamas. Yet still, we're really dinosaurs. Won't you help us with our tiny roar? 1, 2, 3, 4. Rawr! We're the tiny dinosaurs. Ba, 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 ba. Do we mind being small?
Listen one, listen all.
Tyrannosaurus stamps his feet.
But he's no good at hide and seek.
Well, I am Compsognathus in Jurassic, Germany, and France. I ate meat and I was très petit, terrorizing all the lizards and insects.
We are the tiny dinosaurs. We fit right through your doggy door. But don't dare call us lizards, or else we'll bite your knees. Won't you help us with our tiny roar? 1, 2, 3, 4. Rawr! We're the tiny dinosaurs. Ba, 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 ba. Ba, 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 ba. Ba, 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 ba. Ba, 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 ba.
The pride of Columbia, South Carolina. I assume there are other things that came out of Columbia, South Carolina. There's the University of South Carolina. I've got some friends there, but mostly it's lunch money, tiny dinosaurs, here on Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child. Indie music for indie kids, music here from a compilation called Minnesota Music for Minnesota Kids. It's a benefit release. This is Cloud Cult. I'll be nearby.
Crazy, you chose me to be. captain of the ship you sail, a joker of your carousel, a keeper of the secrets you tell. Oh, your life here must be safe with me. I'll protect you with my dragon's teeth. You'll be big as me when you get older. For now, I will lift you on my shoulders.
Whatever it takes.
getting some help from Rissy Palmer. That is Smith and Yarn, or Nigel Smith and Red Yarn. Never Be Alone here on Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child. Friends, A, thanks for listening. It's great to have you here. B, we're at a point in the show when I come to you hat in hand, figuratively. I have headphones on, so it would be weird to have... Well, I guess it would make sense for me to have a hat in my hand because it wouldn't be on my head. Anyway, I come to you for help. Here's what's going to happen. I'm going to ask you if you have a question. You're going to say yes. I'm then going to ask you what that question is, and you're going to yell as loudly as you can. This is how you're going to help me. You're going to yell, "Are you prepared to rock?" Really loudly. Okay, got it? Cool. Hey, everybody. Do you have a question for me? Whew, that's lucky. I'm so glad you have a question. What is that question, my friends? I am, in fact, prepared to rock. It'll be awkward if one day I say, I'm not. But this week is not that week because I am prepared to rock. First, let's get some advice. They might be giants.
Prepare to rock. Don't spare the rock now. Bill, Ella, sometimes they rock. A partial list of the things that you've got to be prepared for. First on the list for small consideration is the thing we call the rock. Second on the list is a rock child, a child that's been fully prepared. Prepare to rock, don't spare the rock. Prepare to rock, don't spare the rock now. Bill, Ella, sometimes they rock.
I have had some coffee before doing the show this week, as you may have been able to tell. A little more wired than usual. Speaking of people who are wired, let's hear some B-52s. It's Wig.
What's that on your head?